The leaders of 9 of the top universities in the country this week conceded that women face institutional barriers to careers in science and engineering. The university presidents and provosts promised to work together to try to eliminate gender inequalities and biases at their schools. The declaration followed a meeting this week at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. From Boston, NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
10 years ago, Barbara Gross led a committee that looked at the status of women in the sciences at Harvard University. Gross, who's a professor of computer science at Harvard, says the report showed very few women teaching science at the school in 1991.
At that time, we had 4 senior faculty women in the sciences and around 11 junior faculty. We now have 11 senior faculty, which is a fabulous increase, but only 4 junior faculty. That's a real drying up of the pipeline.
Gross this week was at MIT with the leaders of some of the top science schools in the nation to discuss why women are underrepresented on science faculties. The heads of Harvard, MIT, Yale, Princeton, the University of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Caltech, Stanford, and UC Berkeley released a statement pledging to do more to accommodate and promote women in their science and technology ranks. Gross says this week's proclamation is a first step in getting science departments to address the issue.
Scientists and engineers are used to solving problems. That's what we do. Right? So if they're willing to say there's a problem and look at some of what needs to get done to solve the problem, I have hope they'll solve it. If you're not willing to admit there's a problem, it's never going to get solved.
A report from MIT 2 years ago showed that for decades, less than 10% of the tenured faculty at MIT were women. By 1999, the number of female science professors at MIT had increased somewhat to 12%.
For a long time, people could say it's just a question of time.
Lati Balin is a professor of management at MIT who was at this week's meeting.
As more and more women got PhDs in these fields, and as more and more at least entered the academy, they could say, well, it's just a question of time. It's now perfectly clear that time alone is not going to do it.
Balin says research schools need to address the subtle, unintentional discrimination that keeps women from advancing. Harold Shapiro, the president of Princeton, says it's not exactly clear what's going to solve the problem. But he says universities, including Princeton, need to examine the cultures of their science departments.
These are disciplines which are occupied overwhelmingly by men, and the attitudes, social patterns, and behaviors are really defined around things that are much more characteristic of men than they are of women. And the fact is, however, that these characteristics have little or no relationship to one's capacity to have a successful scientific career and make a contribution in science and engineering.
Shapiro and the other university leaders in their joint statement vowed to provide equitable compensation and resources to their female faculty and to try to create science departments where individuals with family responsibilities are not disadvantaged. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Boston.